Blog Talk Radio.
Never had it so good. Sports Media Network, along with Spiritually Reincarnated, present to you 1 hour of spoken word live. I'm your host, Gilbert Sines. Join us every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m., taking your internet radio experience to the next level, one poem at a time.
Good evening, family, and welcome to another episode live from Orlando, Florida, of Spiritually Reincarnated. And I'm excited. Before I go on, with the show, I just want to encourage everybody. I have two tracks out on all media outlets. It's called they're called The Ballerina Dancer and Through the Eyes of God. Two of my favorite poems. I have music to them, and I have them out right now on all digital media outlets, iTunes, SoundCloud, you know, you name it, it's probably out. So come check out from my album, The Heart of a God. I have two tracks that are out now, and I have one called The Love Game that will be released next week, and then after that, I'm going to release my whole album. So I'm kind of giving you snippets of it and kind of giving you preview of it before you buy it, so you can see what you're actually invested in. And so enough about my album for now. I like to start off my show with the newest poem that I've written. I recently wrote one this week. This one is called Buried Beneath Yesterday. And this one goes out to all the people that are not here with us, and just for all the memories and all the good times. That's what this poem is about, and it's called Buried Beneath Yesterday. Buried beneath yesterday, all my problems stray on the memories that display of the ones that passed away. It's like my heart is stuck in the past. As the pain from losing you still lasts, it seems like time has passed way too fast. Some souls left this earth way too soon. As I look up at the sky and see their souls reflecting off the moon, new people enter our lives as others go. What fate has in store for us, we cannot control. Some of us get stuck inside our memories. But time is a breeze that knocks us down like trees. Time, we die, another light in the sky. A new angel gets its wings in heaven and learns how to fly. Buried beneath yesterday, all my secrets lay. Hidden away, so I pray to put my mind at ease. Trying to cope with all these bad memories. Everything in life will change. It will rearrange into something new and strange. Buried beneath yesterday, a star lights up the sky, because the legends from yesterday will never die. I want so bad to get away and go back to yesterday and just stay. Buried beneath yesterday, I get stuck in the past, and it seems like time moves way too fast. The flame of our soul will always shine on. Yesterday is gone, but the precious memories will never be forgotten. The screams from yesterday hit me deep, causing me to lose sleep. Some things in my past are just not complete. Life is just like one big show. New actors come and older ones go, but we all are just props and must go with the flow. Life is one giant celebration, a spiritual transformation of your soul's elevation to its final destination. Buried beneath yesterday, the voices fade away with every passing day. The past is a place where we cannot stay. I remember yesterday because it's my favorite hideaway as I hit replay in my head and pay my final respects to the dead. Why did you have to go? I just don't know. The empty void you left behind will linger in time. I'm buried beneath yesterday, but I guess that's the price we pay for living. Time can be so unforgiving. Buried beneath yesterday, I tried to carry on, but it's just not the same now that you're gone. Buried beneath yesterday, all my problems hang in a stack, as I said some things to you that I wish I could take back. Why did we have to die? I have no clue, but I cherish every moment I spent with you. The innocence ingrained deep in yesterday is there to stay, but all of God's grace will never go away beyond the remnants buried beneath yesterday. And like always, that was my newest poem. I just wrote it. This week. And this next poem, I always like to do a love poem. And this poem is called Long Lost Love. My broken heart will eventually mend as I keep trying, but I continue fighting just to get her attention. Love goes way beyond my comprehension, and it broke my heart, not to mention my emotions got in the way. So many regrets I have to say, so I cling close to God to guide me through another day. Love can cause so much frustration due to misunderstanding and miscommunication. Long lost love that I've been searching for so long, and the sparkle from her heart will never be forgotten. In order to win, sometimes you have to lose and learn to read the cues, or you might just lose her forever. If you can't survive through the rough weather, if it's meant to happen, love occurs on its own. We must not interfere and learn to leave fate alone. Long lost love, so pure and strong, the remnants of it will continue to shine on. Sometimes being alone is better than living with abuse. Avoiding a bad relationship doesn't make you a recluse. Love is built on trust and attraction. And if it doesn't occur, then it can't be forced to happen. Love is a connection that lasts throughout time. And the imprints of it are so warm and divine. Her beautiful, luscious lips, so soft and warm. Her heartbeat is like thunder inside my sensual storm. Long lost love, just floating around in space. She has the most beautiful face. My emotions cannot take another heartbreak as I continue to search for true love that is pure and not fake. My heart is like a sunken ship lost somewhere in the sea, just searching for that one girl who is just right for me. We can both create our legacy that will survive forever throughout eternity. I get down on my knees and pray, just looking for a beautiful girl that I can love every day. Without her in my life, I feel so empty inside. The game of love has taken me for a ride. The beauty of this girl just blows me away. And to make her happy, any price I would pay. I have to say, and I swear it's true, my entire life I've been searching for a girl just like you. Her presence is like the sun revolving around my heart. Her love is like the Holy Spirit's light shining in the dark. The chemistry we shared is based on more than just physical attraction, and I'll do whatever it takes to deliver her satisfaction. Long lost love, just searching every day as I give my heart to God and let destiny lead the way. She is my angel, and I will treat her like a queen. My world revolves around her. She is my everything.
The power of God are real as long as we believe. They could be as real as the air we breathe. The heart of a God so strong and divine, devouring fate and manipulating time. God can manifest themselves inside our dreams, creating miracles for us mortal human beings. Without people's faith, gods would just linger in the dark. They survive off the purity inside of our hearts. The soul of a God shines steady in the night, reflecting off the spark from the Holy Spirit's light. As human beings, our lives will eventually end, but through the heart of a God, your soul will transcend. The heart of a God beats strong like a drum, and if you believe strong enough, they will eventually come. Lust, gluttony, greed are sins we don't need. Sloth, wrath, envy, and pride is part of the devil's creed. The sins that we commit every single day, how can we not need a Savior to take them all away? The heart of a God pounds louder at our birth, and it will still keep on beating as we struggle to find self-worth. The voice from a God sounds so peaceful and serene, drowning out everything. Live your life through God and be all you can be, and eventually you'll celebrate the birth of a new dynasty. Legends don't die, their stories pass on, growing stronger with time, they are never forgotten. Every day we walk that line between bad and good, temptations linger around quietly and are often misunderstood. The heart of a God so pure and divine, let God's love clear your soul, body, and mind. Life is an unfair game where you must sacrifice. Just look what happened to Jesus Christ. The power of the wicked lingers in the shadows of sin, while the seeds of humanity get blown around mercilessly in life's wind. Our souls will eventually shed from our skin, and then after that, a new transformation will begin as our souls start to enter into a new dimension. We leave behind on this earth all our suffering, hardship, and pain as we progress to a higher spiritual plane. The heart of a God beats closer every day, and I can hear the echoes get louder every time when I pray. My thoughts lead my mind straight into insanity, so I get out of my head and live to better humanity. Life is not just about yourself. Do not waste your entire life just chasing down wealth. The heart of a God just beats out of control, overtaking my body and comforting my soul.
But hate the damage?
I love my waves, but it gets rough. It's like a tug of war.
It's big and curly, but frizzy. This color is so me, but so dry.
Whatever the damage, Dove your hair. Dove Intense Repair deeply nourishes hair for our ultimate damage protection.
Green and beautiful.
So smooth.
Yes to curls, no to frizz.
For our ultimate damage protection, Dove Intense Repair.
Dove it, love it.
Hey, what's up? All you entrepreneurs out there, or all you business owners, if you're looking to take your business to the next level, give me a call. I can help you advertise on your network. You can advertise on my show or any of the other shows on NHISG. If you want more information on advertising, you can give us a call. Our office number is 866-543-5000. 1-875 extension 700. Again, if you need a pen and paper to write that down, the number it is 75 extension 700. Or you know what? If you didn't get that and you would rather go to our website and contact us through there, all you got to do is go to www.nhisg101.com. Again, the website is www.nhisg101.com, and let us help you take your business to the next level. We'll be back with more show right after this.
Spreading the word of the Lord through music ministry on Gospel 107. We're live on NHISG 101.1 every Sunday. Gospel music from legends Lee Williams, Rance Allen, and Shirley Caesar. Join us for Sunday service delivered by Pastor Regina Johnson, Pastor Russell Moore, and Pastor Johnny Ray Noble. Bible study with Pastor Aaron B. Williams. And Christian Talk Radio with Pastor Annetta Watson, Pastor Annie Sally, Pastor Warren Sally, and Benita Coney. Gospel 107, every Sunday on Never Had It So Good 101.1.
I'm outside. Where are you?
I'm right here. I'm in the Buick.
I don't see a Buick.
Oh, got it.
Encore, the expectation-shattering crossover from Buick.
Wow.
Now pay no interest for 5 years, plus get $750 purchase bonus cash on the 2015 Encore.
USI Never Had It So Good, 101.1 Radio, the best R&B and hip-hop music, the Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday, talk radio with the best host in the business, sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper, Never Had It So Good Radio now on 101.1, and it's 24-7, the world's best radio station.
Sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing, no, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Decisions as I go, to anywhere I flow. Sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing, no, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know.
Every human being is unique in their own special way. That is just part of the laws of the universe. Poetry distinguishes that uniqueness and embraces it through words. The true essence of poetry is to capture all the different traits of humanity by putting them into words. Ingrained and hidden deep in poets' words lie the basic foundations for humanity. Extraordinary person, you have to do extraordinary things. A true artist is able to capture the time they are in and express it to future generation through words in such a way that inspires hope and new ideas. We all learn from one another's struggle and our mistakes. Spiritually reincarnated to that place. That is Gilbert Sines. And you know what? Speaking of spiritually reincarnated, that's the name of my book, and that's also the name of the show. I consider spiritually reincarnated a movement. a movement to accept everybody, no matter who you are, what you are, what beliefs you are. You're gay, you're straight, you're Muslim, you're Catholic, you're Buddhism. It doesn't matter. We're all human, and we all are here on this planet Earth. And this poem is a poem. It doesn't rhyme. One of my few poems that doesn't rhyme. But this is what started it all. And this poem is called Spiritually Reincarnated, Part 1. Life is a mystery, not meaning to be solved. Because once you figure it out, maybe it's not worth living. Life is a learning process that never, it's full of surprises and new discoveries. What bonds us together also tears us apart. For example, the belief in God unites us, but how we go about worshiping Him divides us. Differences lead to misunderstandings, which leads to prejudice that ends in hate. The path to success and self-fulfillment is a long one. The journey is far greater than the destination. In order to be loved, we must love. In order to be forgiven, we must forgive. In order to be successful, we must fail. The key to success is right under our nose, blinded by fear in order to see it. All of us have potential, and that is all we need in order to achieve self-fulfillment. Learning to tap into that potential is the key to success. Every material success is an illusion. The real success is the happiness that we find within ourselves. We must spread our wings before we learn how to fly. I've been searching for God all my life, but do I really know what I'm searching for? The answer is no, I do not. But I will know when I find it. That is Spiritually Reincarnated. That one's out in bookstores now. If you Google up Spiritually Reincarnated, you can go different links to buy my book. That is page 6. That's one of my beginning poems. This next poem is a little dark, kind of amateurish too, because I wrote it when I first got into poetry. So it's also part of my book. It's on page 7. This is the very next poem. And this poem is called A Shadow in the Dark. A shadow in the dark, a figure in the mist. Sometimes I feel like I just don't exist. A smaller sum of a larger whole. At times my life is just out of control. I have been misunderstood for way too long, and nobody will miss me when I am gone. Like an insect stuck inside a spider's web, at times I feel already dead. If I were to scream out, but there's no one around, it's like I never even made a sound. Where is God? Nowhere to be found. Will He be there for me when I lay in the ground? There are so many things that I want to share, but I'm a shadow in the dark. But why should you care? I'm constantly searching for a far better place. Sometimes I feel stuck in a dark, empty space, filled with hurts and sprinkled with pride. My innocence is gone. It already died. There is just so much that I want to say. I carry so much pain every single day. I'm a shadow in the dark, just wasting away. Yet there are still things that I need to say. So lonely inside, desolate and afraid. There's a cloud hovering over where I once laid. I can hear the ocean as the tide washes up my pain. The rain. I'm a raindrop in the storm, blowing down in the wind, blocking out the light and pain from within. Sometimes I feel like I'm time passing through. You can't judge me for what I went through. Everyone's pain is different deep down inside. I feel like a passenger just taking a ride. Love thy friends and enemies too, Because in the end, we will all be through. I'm a shadow in the dark. Don't judge me, my friend. And I won't judge you in the end. And you know what? I wanted to do one more poem from my book. I mean, there's actually a couple of good ones, like a couple of good love ones. And I'm kind of looking, here it is. This book, again, this book, when I wrote this book, Spiritually Reincarnated, these last two poems and this one last poem that I'm reading, when I wrote this book, I was searching for God. And I wasn't in the best place and because I haven't found him yet. And I just want to say that when I did find him, that definitely was the best day of my life. And I want to thank God. And in my book, I pay tribute to my guardian angel, the Archangel St. Michael. And this is my tribute poem to him. And again, this is in my book, Spiritually Reincarnated. You can grab it in any Barnes & Nobles, or you could just Google it up on eBay or something like that. And this song is on page 27, and this is my tribute to St. Michael. When hope is gone and I'm in despair, I do not worry because I know you are there. The shadow of darkness blocking the light. Your love will persevere and I will be all right. You're a strong standing warrior. I know that's true. After my demise, I will join forces with you. You're the light in the sky, shining through the storm. You have always protected me since the day I was born. When the winds pick up and the clouds are near, I have no fear because I know you're here. You're the missing piece of the puzzle that I've been searching for so long. You are my last bit of hope when everything else goes wrong. Nobody can comprehend just how much you mean to me. I will be at your side for eternity. You got your hands dirty, all in God's name. And I want you to know that I will do the same. You cast out demons on a spiritual level. And for the remains of Moses, you defeated the devil. You're my inspiration, a hero, and a friend. I will fight with you until the very end. United, we stand. Together, we shall fall. Ever happens, then God help us all. Okay, I think that's enough that I'm going to do for my book. It's called Spiritually Reincarnated. Stimulate your spiritual senses and go buy it, just to support your local artists. And you know what, this week I'm looking at poems because I have so many poems here that, you know, some of them I haven't said in a while. And, I'm looking through them, and I want to do some new ones that I haven't, you know, some new poems that I haven't really said in a while. And as a matter of fact, I'm pulling one up now, and this is just a random poem that I wrote. I don't even know when I wrote it. I know it was a while ago, probably a couple of years ago, and this poem is called A Lover's Grenade. Love can blow up in your face, which will humble you back right into your place. If you can't play the ace of spades and learn to walk God's path that he has already been paved. My heart, her love saved, and my desires have become enraged. In this game of love, you have to pay a heavy cost. And in the process, a sense of innocence gets lost. In love, we go through so many bad relationships. It seems constantly searching that word. In love, we go through many bad relationships, and it seems constantly searching for the person of our dreams. All these emotions floating around in my brain. Who knew looking for love, we would encounter so much pain? Love can blow up in your face like a grenade if you don't play the ace of spades. And if you don't play right, it will eventually fade. The past is gone, and we have to keep living on. And sometimes we have to forgive in order to be forgiven. We don't have to be a negative part of this world that we live in. And when it comes to finding God, some of us hide behind religion. The fragments of her love ignites my flame. Her love takes my soul to a higher spiritual plane. She started out as my best friend, and I can't pretend because I don't want things to end. The game of love has rules, and all our emotions can sometimes make us look like fools. Love and loyalty is all that matters to me, and I see the glass is half full rather than half empty. The power of her love will stand in the test of time as it becomes reincarnated and passed down to the next lifeline. Love can be like a grenade that tears through your heart as the shrapnels from the past ripping your sanity apart. She ignites the heart of my soul that beats endlessly. The power of her love will shine on inside of me. I've been searching my entire life, seeking true love, waiting for that soul to elevate me high up above. In the end, fate will occur, feeling so sinister, and in the end, it will end up taking her. In the game of love, there is one major catch. It's way too easy to get overly attached. Love can be like a grenade that can quickly explode, causing your common sense to erode. The first rule to love is attraction. And then rule two is deliverance satisfaction that will eventually occur as its nature's reaction. Trust and commitment is a key that will spark up a bond for eternity, a timeless journey through time and space. But sometimes searching for love just can blow up in your face. All right, that was a little rough. I can see I had some corrections to do on that one. So that was actually a while. I wrote that a while ago. And you know what, man? Why don't we do a love poem? Let's lighten things up a little bit and do a love poem. I'll do this one. I'll tell you what, I'll do this one. This poem is called Can You Love Me Forever? Let me just take a drink real quick. My throat was dry. So, man, that felt good. That water felt good. So this next poem is called Can You Love Me Forever? When everything in my life is gone, will a spark from your love still shine on? We've been through a lot, I have to say, but I continue to love you every single day. My love for you will never cease to exist, and being with you is my last final wish. Can you love me the same way I love you? Will our love still be strong no matter what we both go through? Can you love me forever, even if I'm not capable of loving you back? When my heart drifts away, can you keep it on track? The spark from our love will always shine on. Tu amor es la medicina por mi corazón. Love can be complicated if we let our emotions take control. Love just doesn't come from the heart. It comes straight from the soul. Love is a bond that can never be shattered. And being in your arms is the only thing that ever matters. Love can hit your heart like a lightning rod. And the love I share with you is the same love I share for God. If I had one wish, this is what it would be. To be engulfed in your love for eternity. No matter what happens or what we go through, unconditionally, I will always love you. The foundation of our love gets stronger with time as we both dodge the bullets along the line. I can remember our very first date. Saw you, I knew it was fate. Can you love me forever or am I asking too much? My heart feels so warm with your soft healing touch. Your love is like a pot of gold washing up on the shore. I can love you in a way no man has ever loved you before. Love is a bond that goes beyond fate, and it still transcends as we both reincarnate. Can you love me forever, or am I just wasting my time? They say true love just makes you blind. Love is based on mutual attraction, and no matter what, you can't ever force it to happen. If you love someone, they must love you back, or the rules of love get thrown way off track. Your love lifted my dead heart from off the floor. I want you to know, yo necesito tu amor, from the highest mountain peaks to the most desolate part of the sea. In your arms is heaven, and that's where I want to be. I get on my knees and pray that God will put a girl like you in my life every single day. Listen to me, because every word is true. Can you love me forever the same way I love you? And that poem is called Can You Love Me Forever? I want to thank everybody for tuning in and remind you, I have an album coming out called The Heart of a God. Two tracks have just been released today, The Ballerina Dancer and Through the Eyes of God. So check those out, SoundCloud, any digital music store, iTunes, or whatever it is, go check it out. Also, check out my video. I have a video that's on YouTube and on Facebook. If you go to Facebook, type in Gilbert Saenz, my last name, S-A-E-N-Z, poetry, Gilbert Saenz Poetry, both on YouTube and on Facebook, and you can check out my video. I have close to 25,000 views on Facebook, and I got about 8,000, 9,000, or 7,000, 8,000, something like that, on YouTube. So, check me out, that's how you can also get in touch with me if you want to get in touch with me. I'll tell you what, why don't I do one more poem before, because I was going to go to the break. I was thinking about going to a break, but you know what? Actually, I have an idea. Well, yeah, I definitely will do one more poem, and then we're going to go to a song with music, and we'll be back with more Spiritually Reincarnated. But enjoy this poem. This poem is called Poetry Is Not Dead.
Poetry is not dead. As long as poems continue to be read from the creativity parts of a poet's head, poetry says things that need to be said. Poetry can be part of a biblical scripture. Poets use words as canvas to paint a clear picture. Poetry is an art form of literature. In poetry, we talk about our emotions and feelings, yet others talk about their struggles and how to break through glass ceilings. For a poet, words are like gold, and through them, our stories are told. The art of poetry will never die. Through new generations, poems will only multiply, withstanding fate as time passes by. Poetry is not dead as long as thoughts keep flowing through our head, and through poetry, our messages are spread. Poetry inspires every book and quote, as it comes out of a poet's throat, bringing us new ideas that we can invoke. Poets write about their struggles and dreams, and throughout history, poets are the most amazing human beings. Poetry is in every corner and occupies every space. Poetry is that place where poets express the hard times they face. Poetry is alive as far as the eye can see. It's the basic foundation for describing humanity. Poetry's popularity may go up and down, but as long as there is sound, poetry will always be around. God can express his words through a poet's writing, and through poetry, it's God's words we are reciting. The echoes of poetry can be heard through eternity, like the Holy Trinity, creating words that last through infinity. Poetry leaves an imprint in time, with words that define exactly what is going on in our mind. It's a form of communication describing mankind. With poetry, we are able to express all of our stress and explain how we survive this world's mess. still able to pass time's test as we confess and address the mistakes we made along the way. Poetry isn't going anywhere. It's here to stay. Poetry is not dead, and I'm living proof. Through my words, I let loose an ambitious social recluse. Poetry is a form of mind stimulation. We use word segregation to send a message to the next generation. Poetry is not dead, so don't even start to grieve. Poetry is still alive as long as poets still breathe. The death of poetry is nowhere in sight. It still has a pulse as long as we read it every night. Poetry will live forever because it's here to stay. Poetry is not dead. It will never go away.
Reincarnated love. In my next life, her love will await. It will be with me when I reincarnate. In a former life, she was my wife. Her love is something I refuse to sacrifice. Drowned by hate, I suffocate. With her love, I resuscitate. Her love is so strong, it will never be gone. From body to flesh, it will always live on. Like smoke rising up from a burning fire, the irony of it all, like a poetic satire. The touch of her skin, her hair blowing in the wind. If loving her's a sin, I don't know where to begin. The pain I ever felt starts to decay. When I'm inside her, she takes it all away. Inside her body is where I want to stay. Like an out-of-body experience, she takes me away. A state of mind, her love makes me blind. A love like hers is so hard to find. My entire life, I have felt rejected. Her love purifies my soul, makes me feel resurrected. When we make love, the sounds of her scream, yet her gentle touch, so soft and serene. Reincarnated love that refuses to die. Don't waste a moment trying to figure out why. Like the sun shining so bright above the earth, it's like our love was there even before our birth. Reincarnated love that will never fade away, even at times when I begin to stray. She's in my life and I want her to stay. Our love will reincarnate, it will never go away.
So your new prescription does have a few side effects.
Oh, like what?
You're gonna have dizziness, nausea, and sweaty eyelids. And in severe cases, chronic flatulence.
No.
So gassy, girl.
So gassy.
If you're boys to men, you make anything sound good. It's what you do. If you want to save 15% or more on car insurance, you switch to Geico. It's what you do.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
She looks like an angel. When I look at her, I think I found fate. She has the right trait to be my soulmate. I can feel her love
as it penetrates my skin. Her long silky hair blowing in the wind. Her love is something that I very much need. Stronger than lust, vanity, and greed. The day I met her, my heart was freed. More than just passion, a much deeper connection. Whenever I look in the mirror, I can see her reflection. Her luscious red lips blossom like tulips. Her beautiful blonde hair swirls in the air. Beauty like hers is very rare. Every time she's around, I can't help but stare. I knew she was out there for me somewhere. Her long blonde hair sparkling in the sun. When I look in her eyes, I knew she is the one. The beauty of her soul sprouts like a flower. I want to be with her every minute, every hour. Where there is darkness, she is my light. My passion for her just feels so right. She's like an angel spreading its wing. She is my queen and I am her king. I can feel God's love every time she says my name. Our love shines bright like an eternal flame. I can see her soul every time I look in her eyes. Her presence alone makes me feel so alive. Her beautiful face, I can feel God's grace. The warmth of her spirit takes me to that place. I would share with her my life if she were my wife. After making love, I would want to lay down and cuddle. I would set down my jacket so she could walk over a puddle. I would give her my heart. I would give her my soul. Yet fate is something I cannot control. I get down on my knees and pray that one day her love will take me away. She is my strength whenever I stray. I would do anything to be her man one day.
I have this beautiful lake by my house that whenever I have a problem, I go there, pray, and give my problem to God. Then I walk around the lake, and by the time I reach the end, the answer always appears. It may not be the answer I want or was looking for, but somehow I always seem to find the answer there. And I call that place the lake of knowledge and wisdom. When I'm uncomfortable in this world and want to escape, I go to a lake to contemplate my fate. I listen closely, answers for any problems I face, opportunities I have to create, and the outcome I patiently await. Inside the lake of knowledge and wisdom located on this planet Earth, God got me there to witness my new spiritual birth. Located near a church not far from my home, I go there to seek out God's kingdom. God is there for me during the hard times that I face. He elevates my soul beyond time and space. When I look in the water's reflection, I see nothing but fear. But underneath the cold, dark water, the answer to all my problems appear. It's kind of like looking in a spiritual mirror. The lake of knowledge and wisdom, where I can hear God speak, provide me strength to wherever I'm weak. The water in this lake, so peaceful and serene, as I slowly become one with the ultimate king. God's words echo quietly deep beneath the tide. It's that inner voice coming from deep down inside. The echoes of God's word ingrained in your reflection. And St. Michael the Archangel is your ultimate protection. The lake of knowledge and wisdom guides my soul to a higher place, and it always has the answers to whatever I face. I go there to write. I go there to pray. I give all my problems to God as he takes them away. I visit the lake in my dreams at night, and shining deep inside the water lies the Holy Spirit's light. The warmth of God's love and power of his word keeps my life moving forward. Every breath I take and words I speak lifts my soul above the highest mountain peak, overlooking eternity and above my fate, as I see the other side where the angels await. the lake of knowledge and wisdom, such a beautiful place. Deep inside of it lies the answer to any problems I face. Problems to God, and let him take them away, and let his grace guide your soul every single day. I sit by the lake and pray, and all my character defects God takes away. The lake of knowledge and wisdom, where I could feel God's power, and his love flows through my veins every minute, every hour. It's a temporary escape, this beautiful lake, where I can go learn how to accept my faith. Every day I search, seeking God's kingdom, as his love flows graciously inside the lake of knowledge and wisdom. And again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We are live from Orlando, Florida, like always. And I'm going to take us out with two love poems. So this first love poem I want to do, because I messed it up last week, this is my favorite poem. I usually have it memorized, but for some reason, I guess I had like a brain warp or something, and I just, I messed it up. So this poem goes out to anybody who's had it rough in the love game. You had your heart broken, you've been cheated on, you've been treated like, this poem is for you, and it's called The Love Game. Sometimes this love game makes me wonder, will I ever find a girl who loves me as much as I love her? When it rains, there will be thunder, as love pulls us under its spell. Like living in a mental fairy tale, only time will tell, as demons dwell, living in an illusionary hell. We both get down on our knees and pray, just letting God's fate take our souls away. Like water flowing down the petal of a rose, connected together are two beautiful lost souls. The love game can be beautiful like a clear autumn day, but it will only be that way if you learn how to play. The love game is known to swallow your heart whole if you let your emotions take complete control. The passion eyes, as she stares at me, her love flowing through my veins relentlessly. The power of her touch makes me fall to one knee, and eventually I will ask her to marry me. I waited so long for her to arrive. She brightens my path to God, makes my soul come alive. In this game of love, you must take a chance by putting down your guard in order to find romance. Once our eyes met, I knew she was the one. Our souls united, seeking God's kingdom. The love game is something that we all must play, but things will always end up your way. The game of love can crash like waves in the ocean if it is controlled by pure emotion. Her soul gives out such a powerful glow, like the sun shining down and burning through the snow. The game of love can be dangerous at times if you cross those emotional lines. Through the past heartaches that I had to go through, it was all worth it now that I found you. Love is not just a simple game to play. Let God guide your relationship every single day. Sometimes in a love game, you have to wait and see, where finding a mate is your ultimate destiny. Love is something you can't force to happen. It is purely based on mutual attraction. Before I met my soulmate, I've had a long, painful past. But once I found her, my life turned around really fast. Trying to test fate and find my soulmate, trying to find her love before I spiritually reincarnate. I would do anything for her love, whatever it takes, and I've learned a lot through my past mistakes. The love game is something that we all must play, and if you're lucky, you'll eventually find love one day. And you know what? I'm going to do one more love poem kind of to take us out. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. I'll be back strong next week. And Like I said, go buy my album. Two tracks are out now. I have two tracks available that are out now, Through the Eyes of God, Ballerina Dancer, from my album, Heart of the God. You can go purchase it now. Go on any digital platform. They just got released today. So go check that out. My album, The Heart of a God, coming out soon. I have two tracks out already, and I have one more track coming out next week, and then I'm going to release the whole album after that. So this is one of a single that I have on the album, and it's called The Sparkle from Her Soul. I saw the sparkle from her soul glistening from behind her beautiful eyes. It's that surprise that lies behind the blue skies, beyond the clouds where the past dies. The passion coming from her body is like fuel for my heart, slowly igniting my sensual spark. Her love holds together my heart, and her soul is the light that guides me through the dark. The power of her touch, yet softness of her skin. But what blows me away is her beauty from within. Her love is like lightning, and her voice is a thunder, because she pulls me under her spell. Her love freed my heart from its own living hell. I romance her like a stone. Her love has blown me away. She is my sun, lighting up my day. The sparkle from her soul shining so bright, and through her body I could see God's light. The softness of her body so wet and tight. Our lips locked together inside the cold, dark night. Been hurt so many times that my emotions are numb. And every time my heart gets broken, I feel so dumb. The beauty that she possesses goes beyond her beautiful dresses. She looks like an angel, a beautiful goddess. Her love made my life an emotional mess. But with her around, I feel so blessed. And when it comes to being a friend, she is the best. The sparkle from her soul, like a star shining in the night. When she puts her arms around my body, everything will be all right. I want her to hold me tight and go to sleep next to her every single night. Describing her beauty, I honestly don't know where to begin. When she walks in the room, it takes away the oxygen. Every time I look at her body, I sin. But life is a battle where sometimes temptations win. Two souls united by a common bond, and the memories of their love will always shine on. Even when our souls are gone, the love that was created still remains strong. The energy from our love, so pure and divine, withstanding the elements of past and time. The sparkle from a soul when I look into her eyes. The passion and lust is just all a disguise. The sparkle from her soul shining so bright. Her love is a star brightening up my life.
Come in to the end of the show now. I will be at Austin's Coffee Shop in Winter Garden, Florida on Wednesday night for Spoken Word. Remember, you may not be able to change the world, but change needs to start with you. I will see you guys next Saturday at 7 p.m. on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. My name is Gilbert Sines. This is Spiritually Reincarnated.
Sometimes I believe that time's irrational. I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Vision as I go to anywhere I want. Sometimes I believe that time's irrational. I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know.
Over.